Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. I'm sitting here with my best friend in the whole wide room, Melissa. What a wonderful conversation we got for you. This is very interesting. I guess Canada is going to introduce legislation on April 10th, where they are going to, by July 1st of 2018, legalize marijuana. I want to get into that because I think that might trickle down here. Also, I'm going to get into Alicia Keys. Oh, yeah, we love her, don't we? You know, it's crazy how all these left feminist people are trying to push this, like, burqa as being and the hijabs as being, like, empowering women to, you know, and they have so much freedom over there, but they don't have a clue what they're talking about. Also, Sean Duffy was talking about, he's a congressman, about how can sanctuary cities take money from the federal government when they're not going to help the federal police when they are told to hold somebody. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying that he is demanding that the House Intelligence Chairman, Devin Nunes, should be removed. Wow. Like, we're going to take advice from Charles Schumer? I don't think so. Not at all. I want to get into that. And there was a huge hole that was dug that it looks like you can get a van through there. And there are still 12 inmates from this Mexican jail that are at large. I'm going to get into that a little bit. And also, it's been 6 weeks since the murders in Delphi of Libby and Abby. And yeah, I am hoping that they find the killer, but it just seems to be getting to where I don't know when and if it'll ever happen. And I hope it does, because they need justice. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of. John 16:33, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Think about that as you're kind of going through your evening tonight, and welcome. Wow, what a long day. It just keeps getting stranger and stranger. I mean, especially with Maxine Waters, what she said, you know. She's got like a mop for a head and a hair. I mean, I'm sorry. Make fun of me all you want. I guarantee you, this is a fact, folks. This is what people don't realize and don't want to get to the realization of. Maxine Waters could write a bill, Trump could pass it, and she would criticize the bill. Yeah, because he passed it. Well, what she should be... Well, see, Trump was supposed to look at the bill, and if he would have looked at the bill, he would have known I did that bill as a joke just to see if he would pass anything I gave him. I mean, she'd make up some crap. They can't... There's nothing that they can say, from what I gather, that Trump can do where they'll be like saying, yeah, I was wrong. He did something right. No. Someone had this post and they said, how can you trust someone as president who's under FBI investigation? I'm like, simple. Because if this was Hillary Clinton, they wouldn't even be talking about all this stuff with Russia. They'd be praising her. So what are you talking about, investigation? If he was a Democrat, they'd be praising him for what he was doing. But since he's a Republican, God forbid.
Noah Riley said Walters has James Brown here.
I mean, we all have flaws. My wife will make fun of me. I'll make fun of her as a joke, not like seriously, like, you know. Yeah, we're not putting each other down. No one's putting her. She puts herself down. But her hair is the. Ugh. I mean, I'm not. So what? That's her hair. I'm not. I remember one of my favorite skits in Saturday Night Live was when Stevie Wonder got his eyesight. Hilarious. Man, what the hell? What's up with my hair? My hair, what'd they do to my clothes? Man, who dressed me? Where'd they buy these clothes? And it was just hilarious. But my point is, it was all in good fun. But when you have these people that are obviously and deliberately, Hillary Clinton wouldn't support anything Trump does, no matter what it is. She could write, Maxine Waters could write a health care bill. Man, this bill is going to be the greatest thing ever. Man, this can help so many Americans. Trump signed it into law. Can you believe this bill Trump just passed? Look at this bill, man. Man, look at this bill. Look at page 18, line 5, section B, subparagraph C, line 4, subparagraph A. Let's see what that says. You passed the bill. You should know what it says. You're going to criticize for someone for something you just passed? That's what gets me. I could support Maxine Waters if they're... Well, I support this about Trump, and this is what he's done right, and this is what I think he should do. You know, he did this right. I love what he did here. But this I disagree with. You're never going to have a liberal that's going to come out and say, I agree with Trump on this, but I disagree with him on that. You're never going to have it. They're going to disagree with him 100%. Because Trump is seen as someone that's going to take away their freedoms, their play. Man, I've been in this thing for 20-some years, man. Look at how much money I've made. I'm wealthy. I'm a millionaire 10 times over, making $170,000 a year. How is that possible? But that's where we're at. They don't make... Maxine Waters looks like there's protesters off the street that don't know anything, but just she's in Congress. And people vote for these people. I don't know how, when you hear what comes out of their mouth, how can you... I don't get it. I don't understand. But then Alicia Keys was caught tweeting this. This is funny, is because she is in an outfit wearing a burqa. Our strength is in our differences. Our power is in our diversity. We are so beautiful, all of us. When we see each other, we see ourselves. Okay. And she is getting major, how would you say that? Guff from ex-Muslims who are offended by this because women don't have rights in those countries that wear burqas. They don't have rights. They're like second class, they're like cow manure. That's how I'm, don't. But know where these people get that this burqa is like a sign of like women's empowerment. It's like saying, here you go, black people, wear this burqa. It'll show that you have power. men and women are going to wear them, and it's going to show that you have power. It's your empowerment thing. It's going to help you. If you kind of compared those, we would still have separate bathrooms, white and black bathrooms. We'd still have black sitting in the back of the bus. There would still be segregation if you compare, if you made black people wear burkas. Burkas are not made to be like an empowerment symbol. We give you just enough so that you can be seen, so you can walk. Other than that, we don't want to see any of you. Oh, but it's a women's empowerment thing. You know, it's just when these ex-Muslims come out and say, "Not wrong, let's chop their heads off, let's do this." There was one ghost, this lady that was an ex-Muslim, she goes, "Differences, diversity, and beauty. We see each other, we see ourselves, we eat spaghetti." They're making fun of the fact that she has no idea what these are a symbol of. I mean, just like the swastika is a symbol of loving Jews, you know what I mean? I don't understand. Why don't they know what they're talking about before they speak? I'm not perfect. Far from it, but I know I'm gonna at least, okay, if we're talking about this, what are we talking about? What does it represent? Why do Jews and blacks and stuff, why do they hate the swastika? What could be so bad about it? Oh, it's a symbol that was used to basically, that Nazis used, and they killed tens of people in the name of that symbol, in the name of Hitler and all this. It's associated with violence and death and killing of those people. That makes sense. Okay, now I know. I already knew that, but just in general. Know what you're gonna, don't sit there and, I don't know where people get this idea that like these things are like a women's empowerment thing. I don't know. I thought it would have been over by now. I wouldn't think people would still be going on like it's a women's empowerment movement, but yeah. But hey. I mean, it's kind of, I mean, this is the point I've been trying to get at for a while. Instead of spending $20 billion on his dumb wall, why doesn't Trump spend $20 billion on housing the home for homeless vets? And Clay Spencer, this guy, wrote, "You people sure weren't complaining about the billions of dollars that are spent on refugees and illegal immigrants when Obama wanted them here, basically. Now, all of a sudden, veterans matter to you? It's pretty insulting to veterans that you use them to advance your political agenda." If you would have said, "Why are we spending money on these refugees? Why not spend it on the veterans?" then I would have no problem with what they're saying. But when they were exact opposite, this is cool. I'm going to get into this because I'm up in smoke. Because that's where I want to be. When I'm high, the world below doesn't bother me. Because Canada they've found evidence that through the CBC that come April 10th, they're going to have legislation that's going to be signed into law. That come July 1st of 2018, cannabis is going to be legal in that country. And I think what it's going to be is each municipality is going to decide, sort of like in America, alcohol is technically illegal in America. They give the states the rights to say, okay, if you want it legal, great. If you don't want it illegal, then it's not going to be illegal. You do whatever you want to make it legal or illegal. And what they're doing is, I guess, every section of Canada, they're going to have the ability to say how it's regulated, how it's sold, how it's this, whatever. Because you may have it where, okay, one part of Canada, you may be 18, another part, you have to be 21 to use it. One may allow extracts, one might not, or one might limit extracts or what's in it. So it's going to be interesting to see, because it's going to be, from what I've read about four articles today, it's going to be up to like every, the way you can get it in Toronto may be different. Oh, you must be from Toronto, because Montreal, we're not allowed to sell that. We can, but it has to be below a certain percent or whatever. So I think it's going to be interesting. And will that trickle down to the U.S.? I think people around the globe are seeing, look at Colorado. What's happened? Nothing, really. They've not had really any major, they've made billions of dollars. See? You ever go to Mexico and they go into a room and they bust some cartel guy and there's like a hotel room with like a stacks of hundreds? See that? That stack of hundreds? That's what's happening in Colorado, but it's not going to the drug cartel, it's going to the government, and they're actually to local governments and stuff, and they're actually able to help schools and give back to the communities and give back to the taxpayers. That's an interesting concept. Yes, it is. It's going to be interesting to see how that kind of all shakes out. And the details are still vague on like how, because I think it's going to be the time between now and then, like April 10th and July 1st of 18 is going to be sorting out how they're going to do it and how it's going to be regulated and all this. And of course, they're going to step up security big time so that you cannot. So it's harder than heck to bring it back. So. But I've heard actually because there's been several lawsuits going around because people have won lottery tickets. And don't buy a lottery ticket in Illinois, because if you get a winner, probably won't be able to claim 5 cents of it because they don't have money. Illinois is broke. It's Democrat, but who cares? That then has nothing to do with it. Just because they're broke like California doesn't mean they leave just because they're Democrat year after year after year. But they are looking at legalizing weed to help, because they see how much money is coming into Colorado and Washington State. Hey, let's do that and let's bring in the money that way. And if that's the case, that I don't wonder how they're gonna do it, because heck, you'll be able to just go down. I'll be able to just go about half an hour and cha-ching. It's probably gonna be something like Colorado, where every city and municipalities sets it up. Like when we went to Colorado, in Colorado Springs, they don't want to sell it in Colorado Springs. Because I guess a lot of places don't want to have, we're just going to have millions of people coming here just to get the weed. They're not going to come to, so what? They're tourists. Look at how many millions of people go to Amsterdam. Why? For the dang weed. And when they're there, they spend twice as much on food. And they go out and see the sights and they do stuff. If you're gonna go to Illinois, if they legalize weed, are you just gonna go there and smoke weed and that's it? No, you're gonna go see the sights. You're gonna go walk around. You're gonna go try a couple restaurants. You're gonna go to Dunkin' Donuts and get about 75 donuts and eat them all. You're gonna do more than just, because there's more in Washington State, Colorado, and these places where weed's legal than just weed. A lot more. But people are waking up to realizing, hey, all this stuff that they said about how dangerous it's going to be, they're not seeing all this stuff they've been told for years and years and years. So we'll have to wait and see. I know my state is like the first one on every election to be like, okay, and Indiana goes to the Republican. I mean, it's pretty much a given. Us in Kentucky are like the first two states that are. But we'll probably be the last state. I mean, it would have to be federally made legal, and then they'd probably find some way to ban it here anyways. I don't know. Because I've written Todd Rokita and a couple other of my senators, and they're like 900% against it, period, not even medically. It's so dangerous. It's not medically helpful and all stuff. And I'm like, so what I do is when they send me that, I have their email, and I just send a response with videos of Irvin Rosenfeld. And like, how would you feel if this woman is smoking pot out in public?
What?
Yeah, she's one of six federal medical marijuana patients, along with Irvin Rosenfeld and several others, that get 300 rolled cigarettes about every 25 days from the federal government. They basically grow it in Minnesota, they take it to North Carolina, they roll it in cigarette form, and then they freeze dry it. Because when he's smoking his marijuana cigarettes, they're like 6 years old. But it keeps all the nutrients there. I would actually love to try that. I'm surprised they've never done that with tobacco. Freeze dry it. That way they can save all those nutrients and all the carcinogens and benzopyrene and all that stuff, you know. Remember, LSMFT, lucky strike means fine tobaccos. Yeah, I don't know if they make them anymore. But I mean, tobacco is going downhill. That's why they're pushing this e-cigarette so bad, because everything else is going in the toilet because no one's smoking, because they know how dangerous it is. People are waking up, just like people woke up to the dangers of tobacco, they're waking up to the benefits of cannabis. So, hey. Congressman Sean Duffy commented that how can cities take federal funds and money who are not going to help federal law enforcement out? If they're illegal, they're breaking the law, period. What a concept. But when they're having murderers who've killed more than two or three or four or five times, and this is a sanctuary city, we're letting them go. So basically what you're telling me is you're okay letting a murderer on the street. You need to have someone go. Then this is great, because what we're going to do is we're going to change in the computer my status to illegal. That way I can murder people and they can't do anything to me. I'll go to a sanctuary city and you can't touch me. This is a sanctuary city. I'm illegal. I may have murdered 4 million people, but who cares? You can't touch me. That's what they're basically saying. Is everybody that's being released a murderer? No, but there's a good chunk of them. It's a good chunk of them. A good chunk of them, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Just about 35 minutes or so left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. How about getting Trey Gowdy and having him the head of the FBI? I'm all in. He's got my vote. Well, he was responding to Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer of New York when he demanded that House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes step down. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's meeting with an informant at the White House, getting information and relaying this top secret information to Donald Trump, like he's supposed to do. They would have, if that was any one of Obama's people or any one of Hillary's people, they'd be, that's exactly what you want to do. The White House is very highly secure. You can go there, you can make sure no one's going to be listening, and you can get the information and do it properly. But since Nunes did, oh, we need to, he's doing something wrong. He's, they need to wake up to realize, okay, to any liberals out there listening, Trump's the president, okay? Get over it. Get over yourself. Hillary lost. She was a horrible candidate. When you have proof that the elections were rigged and she still lost, you got no one to blame but the candidate you picked and the idiots you guys are. Yeah, just try to make sure, don't let anyone see you, but, you know, every once in a while, just take some of these ballots for Trump and just kind of throw them in the garbage. Just, you know, get rid of them. Don't do it. Don't try to be, make a habit of it. Just kind of do it discreetly so that no one knows. Oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton won a part of Detroit that had more votes than registered voters. My point, you had a horrible candidate, you lost. All you're doing is hindering this country. For some reason, people have this bleeped up notion that Trump passes something and tomorrow we're being affected by it. That's not how this works. We were still feeling the effects of Reaganomics 7 years ago when Obama was in office. There were people that were saying that. And that was around in the 80s when he did that. And you're going to tell me that, because people have this notion that, like, well, this country's falling apart and it's all Trump's fault. Gee, I don't think Trump started Amazon. I don't think Trump made Amazon the most successful retailer. Tons and tons and tons of people and billions of dollars every day exchanges hands through Amazon. And you're going to tell me, well, these, see, Trump took office and all these places are closing. Well, of course they're shutting down. So many places, so many people do so much business through Amazon. And the only person that's even trying to compete with them is Walmart. And they're having a thing now where they have a Walmart website and everything is 2-day shipping and there's no membership and you can do all this stuff. I do have a complaint, though, because there are things where, like when you try to look for stuff and anymore, a lot of the things I'm looking for, some odds and little knick-knacky things, it's hard to find, and I have to buy it online. I want to actually hold, so I want to see what it is. I want to check it out. I want to look at it and make sure it's what I want, because they have these, like, I'm looking at trying to get this putty, and it's like these two different color putties. When you mix them together and you put it in your, you make custom earplugs. But if you put the earbuds that I have in there, you can make like a custom molded ear thing so that they stay in better. And when you, and I've been looking to try to make some earplugs anyways, just for like when I go to concerts, because ever since Striper, I'm very concerned about my hearing and my wife's too. And but when you go to Lowe's and Home Depot and Menards and all these, and no one's carries it or doesn't know what I'm talking about, I'm like, so I have to buy crap online. It's like, I prefer to go to the store. I prefer to walk. I prefer to drive to Walmart and there you go, or Big Lots or whatever. But one of the biggest retailers is Amazon. Online shopping is huge. Black Friday is not that big of a deal anymore because a lot of people just do it online. And now they just hand out cards. Okay, I've got 30 cards. Who wants the TV deal? I got 30 of them. If you got a card, you get the TV. If not, okay. You know, they don't fight it. Okay, that's what they do at Best Buy. They have, you want that PlayStation? Here's the car, okay? Then when you go in, when you pay for it, they give you the thing. But it's not as crowded as it used to be because now so many people do things online. Times are changing. But people act like all this stuff is, well, look, all these stores are closing. I can't believe. Oh, I thought Trump was bringing back jobs. And they try to blame everything on him because they have nothing. They can't really find any fault in him. Because even when he was running for president, they were spending millions of dollars to research and try to find anything they could dig up on him. And they couldn't find hardly anything. Bad as the Church of Scientology. Because there was evidence that they were doing everything they could to try to find something to blackmail Trey Parker and Matthew Stone from airing that episode. And they, nope. And even if they had something, they'd say, go ahead. Oh, you got that? Good, because I'm going to go on the air right now, and I'm going to write this on the internet. I'm going to have this go viral. That way, you know, because they're that type of people. I mean, I bet you there could be a scandal with them, and who would care? So what, is Trey Parker and Matthew Stone? You seen their show? But my point is, Devin Nunes is doing nothing wrong. They've got nothing. They can't come up with anything original. You know, it's like, until you have something, shove it. I want this country to go in the right direction. I want this country to get better. I'm so tired of, well, if it was a liberal, oh, they'd be all over it. They'd be praising, look at, he's doing the right thing. You know, like Hillary Clinton had all this classified information on private servers that were not secure, and liberals didn't even give a crap. But if that was a Republican, Lord help you, they would be going all over eating that up. They'd be praising the Republican if he was doing what Nunes is doing. And I just get frustrated. But this is great news. This is, oh, I want to get into this because this is great. And I can't even pronounce it. It's Kristen Quintrell Levine. She is a major heavy-duty blogger, and it's the Get Real Mom blog, and she went to Disney World. I think it was Disney World. One of them, Disney World. No, it was Disneyland. Correct me. It's Disneyland. And her friend went into the bathroom, and she went into the bathroom, and when they were in the bathroom, there was a guy in there. Because a guy can use a woman's bathroom because of these new transgender laws, right? He had short hair, 5 to 9. He had 9 to 10 size shoes. He had a hairy chest. He wasn't doing anything at all to try to say he's a woman or try to pretend he's a woman. He is 100% all man. And he was in the woman's restroom because now that you're transgender, you can do that. And now she has come, because she's very liberal, and she has completely changed her tone about how now we need to have restrictions, like what constitutes you being a man being able to go into the women's restroom. Because she was flipped out when this guy was in her restroom. Isn't that interesting?
Just because he was saying there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's what I said, you know. I can understand if you've had the sex change operation, okay, go ahead. Because they have to go through a lot to have that operation done, because like 8 out of 10 people that have that surgery will change their mind to go, yeah, I've always wanted to be a woman, Melissa, and I had the surgery, and now I regret it. It's combing me out. She's. Mm-hmm. But my point is, they go through extensive psychiatric evaluations and stuff to make sure that are you 199.9% sure? Yes. And they'll bring, okay, yeah. Okay, he's, since 2 years old, he wondered where his doll was. Ever since he could speak, he's like, well, where's my dress? I'm a girl, not a boy. I don't understand. He's always had, it's not like a, all of a sudden he thinks he's a woman. He's always had that belief, that view. But, hey, it's nice to see a liberal finally sit there and go, wait a minute, there's a guy in the bathroom and he's not even trying to be a woman. And the law basically says I can go into that bathroom and you can go into mine. I know. Yeah, my wife slash producer is kind of like, well, wake up, folks. You didn't think that would happen? Oh, because, I mean, see, you're being discriminatory by saying that you're going to have, like, molesters, like guys that think that's going to pretend they're trained. Yeah, you're going to be discriminating against because, no, a guy can pretend he's a woman and go in there just to be around. I'm going to wait until a little girl goes in there. Now I'm going to go in there and I'm going to watch her. That's never going to happen. That can't happen. And whatever. Oh, like, so this guy that wears a size 9 to 10 shoe that has a hairy chest and short hair and is not even trying to be a woman. Not that women don't wear short hair. There's tons of women that have short hair that look like a guy with their hair. It's nothing wrong with that. But when he has nothing, he's not wearing a dress. He's wearing, like, he looks like a guy. He's not trying to look like a woman at all. And you're going to, I'm freaking out. I didn't think that could have looked. That's because you didn't use your brain. See, I try to look at things from both angles. You know? I took a law class, and you had to do that, okay? Well, you got a second-story window. Baby falls out of it. Who's at fault? The family for not watching the baby or the hotel because the screen wasn't strong enough to hold a baby? And you have to look at both of them. And who's at fault? Because the family would be like, well, I would assume the baby could lean up against the window thing like that and not go through. Not in a million, at my house I could. My baby could lean up against that screen door and not have an issue. Why would I think any different of a hotel? I'd think it'd actually be more, because it'd be more industrial. And you have to look at both sides of it. Well then, you know, well, no, you need to watch your baby. So, you know, you learn to see both sides of it. There is a Mexican prison, as I move on, and I had a hole that looked like a minivan could go through the dang thing. It's that big. And like 12 of the escapees are still at large. I mean, it just reminds me of that Smokey and the Bandit where they have like they have a roadblock, and right in front of the roadblock's a road, and the bandit gets right up to the roadblock, slams on the brake, does 90-degree turn, and goes down the road, and that guy goes to Sheriff Buford T. Justice. They went right through our roadblock. You some bitches couldn't close an umbrella. And it's like, seriously? How could you miss a hole that big? Unless you have people from the, and I bet you there's people on the inside that were in on it. Because I've seen some drug videos from like parts of South America and stuff, and they have police on the payroll and all this stuff that, you know, they say, well, there's going to be a cop here on this road, take this road, so they know which roads not to take and whatever, and I'll be on the road this day, so if you go this way, I will let you through, and they're getting paid off and all this, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know. It's just crazy to think that I mean, had to have been help from the inside to have a hole that big and people escape. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world, United States, Hawaii, Alaska, wherever. It's hard to believe it's been 6 weeks since the deaths of Libby and Abby in Delphi, and they have rocked this area. I mean, that's a stone's throw from where we live, and you know, when something affects Lafayette, it affects Delphi and the surrounding counties and surrounding cities and vice versa. And it's just, I'm just starting to get wondering if he'll ever be found. I pray to God that somebody notices something. But with it, with the exposure that it's had, I'm surprised. And, you know, I don't know. I just hope. I hope someone's on a mission trip, and when they come back, they see that photo. Oh, I know that guy. I know that guy. That's, yeah, I know him. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I just hope that's the case, because it's just ridiculous. That family needs justice. They need justice. What a day, folks. What a day. There is a school. This is where our country's headed, folks. School suspends Christian who challenged Muslim professor who said crucifixion is a hoax. School administrators at a small Florida college suspended a Christian student last week after he confronted a Muslim professor who told students that the crucifixion of Jesus is a hoax and that Jesus's disciples didn't believe he was God. Marshall Polston, a 20-year-old sophomore at Rollins College, alleges that he recently confronted his Muslim humanities professor, Arjazi Rafi'i, for her outlandish claims which aren't supported by factual history. It was very off-putting and flat-out odd, he told the Central Florida Post, adding that he's traveled the world and studied in Muslim countries. Honestly, it reminded me of some more radical groups I have researched when abroad. I was upset, understandably, Polston told the Post. I've never gotten anything less than straight A's. So I was really interested in figuring out how to possibly improve or at least understand the grade. It's just crazy. And he was literally talking about, like, how Muslim students, that if they're gay and stuff, and adulterers, should be beheaded in accordance with, like, Muslim law and all this stuff. And I spoke out to the professor about the decapitation comments made by the students and all this. And it's just... And some of the students even reported him to the FBI. Because he was talking about, oh, yeah, gay people, they should be beheaded and all this crap. Yeah, that's under Muslim law. That's from a professor who's Muslim. That's not, don't take my word for it. He said it in class. And there's some people that felt uncomfortable. He just said, hey, the crucifixion is real. Sorry, bucko. And he's suspended, but there's, I guess, when you read the articles, there's a lot of people that felt uncomfortable with what he was saying in class. If you're taking a class to learn about Muslim history and what Muslims believe in all this, and you're saying that, okay. Then you can at least say, hey, well, I can't really complain because, you know, I'm learning about Muslims and what they believe in all this, and that's what this class is about. Okay, but it's just scary. It's crazy. But the professor's claiming that he violated a no contact harassing order and all this, and Preston has said that he goes, here's the surveillance footage. I was nowhere near this when you claim I was and all this crap. And what she's trying to use Muslim privilege. She's trying to use that. Well, okay, this prayer room in Texas wouldn't be there if Christians wanted it. It's there because Muslims have demanded it, and since they're getting it, they have to let Christians pray or Catholics pray there because they're going to get really negative comments and people going outraged if Christians couldn't use it. And that's, you know, if anything, I believe in Muslim privilege where we can't. You're going to have to take bacon off your menu. Sorry. You know, they're outraged. And that's one thing. I am a vegetarian, but if that's what it meant, if that's what I had to do, I'd be like, okay, yeah, we're going to open up the bacon barn here, folks. Yeah, that's right. When you come in, you walk into a shower of bacon grease. And then we're going to have like bacon salad. It's going to be like a 7 bacon salad. It's just going to have 7 different bacons in it. We're gonna have like a we're gonna dry bacon and grind it up, and make a flour out of it, and make all our bacon bread, and it's gonna be Muslim friendly. It's gonna be Jewish friendly. If it meant pissing them off, I'd be like, right on. But that's where we live in this world. That it's this. Oh, you can't do it. You can't have a prayer room if it was Christian, but if it's Muslim, oh, we have to have one. Man, I wish I would have been. Man, if I was in school today, I'd be like, it's All Saints Day. I need to pray. Yeah, I'm leaving class. Sue me. If he's going to go lie on a mat and pray to Mecca 10 times a day, then I'm going to pray All Saints Day. Yepper. It's the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. I need off to pray. Yep, sorry. I'm not coming to class. Or you can't expect me to do that homework. I'm suing. I'd be all on that, but see, when I was in school, you'd never fly. Okay. You think you're just going to try to get out of class? I don't think so. You're going. But, Mom, I want. But that's how this world is. I love this. Out on the East Coast, I don't know how many East Coast listeners we got out there, but I love. I want to see if I can get a franchise of Wawa and get it out here. I love it. I love it. I love Wawa. It's like a convenience store, grocery store kind of thing. And they had this sign in their window. I love it so much. It said, "We no longer accept EBT cards. Please use cash or credit. If you do not have cash or credit, then maybe it's time to get a job. Thank you." Wawa. I thank you. You will have many other places to use your EBT card because you should have some money on top of that EBT card. See, Trump is going to be the demolishment of the black community. Of course he is, because they're going to actually have to figure out a way to actually earn a living by getting a job. You mean like a job? Yeah, where you go to work. And you do something, and you get paid. And I don't mean going up to someone and give them like a handshake, and then in the process you're transacting meth or coke for money. No, I'm talking like a job. Why don't you make your communities better? What a concept. Oh yeah, this bleep's dangerous, man, but I don't use it, man. I just sell it, man. You know? And I like to find those rich people, man, because then you know they got the money. Cause these little like poor people, man. Yo, man, can you take a dime bag and like cut it in half, man? I only got enough for just half a hit, man. Man. The rich people, man. You don't have to worry about them getting hooked because they always come back. They always got the money. What a, you know, sound like a tobacco person, you know. You know it's dangerous, but you're still going to sell it to them. This is addictive. It's dangerous, but guess what? I'm going to hook them up. Cash in my pocket. But, you know, make your community better. See, they don't want to. And that's the problem. Some of these people in some of these inner cities, well, if I sell drugs, I can make 10 times. But I can never make this working. Why would I want to? I make $1,400 for my 3 kids. I just sit at home. Why would I want to work? They can't take away my unemployment. Got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And oh, wow. Can't wait. April Fool's Day, Manchester United takes on West Bromwich Albion. As again, a little bit of Premier League. It's been a nice week off with the international play and everything. And I guess Lionel Messi is in the hot seat because I guess he went off on a referee and insulted a referee or whatever. And I guess he's been banned for the next 4 or 5 of his nation's World Cup qualifying matches. Lionel Messi, I want to say, crap. I want to say Argentina. Don't quote me on that because there's so many of these players and the nations they play for. And it's just like but it's called, they're sought as people that are looked up to. And we can't have somebody, you know, insulting and going off on a referee who you look up to. Because kids look up to these people. They're like a role model. And when they see that, they see it as negative, and they don't want that. But it's going to be interesting to see what goes on, you know, now that we got the break from national play over with and get back. It's going to be interesting to see how the time off helps or hurts the teams. I think it's going to take a miracle for anything to affect Chelsea. They've just been too perfect all season. You know, so I think we'll get to about third place when it's all said and done. You know, I think we have a good shot at going after Liverpool and they play Everton and Burnley plays Tottenham Hotspurs and Chelsea plays Crystal Palace and Hull City and West Ham United and Leicester City and Stoke City, Watford and Sunderland and Southampton and Bournemouth. You know, I think we can get like 3 points and I think we can get into comfortable 4th or 3rd place, and that's, you know, I think, you know, 1st is impossible, and 2nd is right behind there, so I think it's going to be interesting to see because there's so many teams that want to get up into the top four. It's going to be interesting to see how that whole plays out. And the way Arsenal is playing, you know, I say that, you know, I think the team is wondering what's going to go on. Is he gone next year? Who are they going to get? And, you know, so. What a wonderful weekend at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California, as I move on with a little bit of NASCAR. Kyle Larson is in first place, Brad Keselowski second, Clint Bowyer third. Kyle Larson is actually first in the chase. And I think, I could be wrong, but a lot of the people, except for like Brad Keselowski, like Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, and some of them are up near the top 10 or in the top 10. Like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, and Daniel Sanchez, they're doing very well. And I think a lot of these other drivers aren't used to this segmented format. And these other drivers have not really known one more than the other. And, you know, when you're not really used to a specific style, like, hey, for the last 12 years, 13 years, we even had the segment thing, and this is screwing me up. And I think it's just like it's going to their benefit because, hey, look at us. You know, we're not – look at where we're at because Ryan Blaney is in seventh. You got Kyle Larson in first. You got Chase Elliott in second. You got three kind of unknowns in the top 10. And I think they're – and the people that are up front are adapting as quickly as they can to this new format. 60 seconds left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And I think I'm still not a big fan of the segment thing, and I have a feeling it's gonna go around for a long time. They're gonna sit there and change it and tweak it, and so I don't know, we just have to wait and see, folks. As someone once told me, at a dead show, there is no such thing as a stranger, just friends you haven't met. Do that with the world. It'd make it a better place. Friend someone on Facebook, talk to them. You never know. They may end up being a great friend. And remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we meet our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next Thursday, coming up in 2 days, good night and God bless. Goodbye.